Well, let's check now here on the closing market report, the weather forecast. Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Jim.
Good afternoon, Todd.
It's a beautiful day. Can we expect more like it in the near future?
Yes, it actually is very nice out, and we can expect this to continue at least for a while. We've got tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high of 83, and on Sunday, a high of 86, and Monday, 87, and Tuesday, 88. So you kind of see this bit of a trend there of warming up as the week progresses there. But right now, it's actually not bad out. It's about 80 degrees out at Willard Airport and a 58-degree dew point and a nice little breeze going there. But we're going to see that increase in temperatures and humidity as we move through into next week. But it will be definitely sunny. Really no chance of significant rain in the next several days. That's not in the cards at this point. So be a long, sunny, dry period, which is good news for corn and soybeans.
I really like the cool nights as of recent. How about in the future?
That's right, yes. And the same story at night. It's gonna, you know, tonight's going to be very nice, low of 59, and then each day from there on it's going to get just a little bit warmer. Saturday night, low 65, and then by Sunday night, 69 and 72 by Monday night. So early morning temperatures are going to start creeping up as that humidity level starts to creep up as well.
Have you been watching the grown regions across the Midwest and seen anything of interest?
Yeah, if you look at the Midwest in general, it's been fairly wet over the last 30 days, basically from Minnesota and Wisconsin and down to Illinois and across to Indiana and eastward. The dry spots are still out in the west, Missouri and much of Iowa, and then Kansas, Nebraska, and parts of the Dakotas have been on the dry side. So there's kind of a nice split there between those two regions there, the haves and have-nots as far as the rainfall in the last 30 days.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome.
Hey, that's Jim Angel. He's at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. Joins us here on the closing market report for this Friday afternoon. A couple of notes. Dave and I will both be out of the office next week, so if you're used to hearing us, I actually will be here, but on Memorex or tape, digitally if you prefer. And we'll put the programs together for the closing market report, and the folks in the news staff will be filling in for Dave in the morning, so all of our programming will be there, and we'll post it all up on the website as well. So nothing should change in that form, and the analysts are going to take their task on all by themselves next week. We left some holes in the programs. We'll see how that goes. I think it should be great, and you'll be able to hear them, just the regular analysts, during the closing market report each and every day. I'm traveling with the National Soybean Research Lab next week to the nation of Haiti, and we'll be looking at some of the World Initiative on soy in human health functions there, food and nutrition, and actually poultry production as well. I hope to have some reports to you maybe up on our website at willag.org. I'll try to drop my Twitter account into that website and update it as the week goes along. And, of course, the following week will all be about the trip to Haiti. You have a great week, and I'll talk to you again live in a couple of weeks. That wraps up this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget about Commodity Week. It'll be posted by about 6 o'clock this evening. Jim Bauer will be our guest.